Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Center launches national campaign to make country a child marriage free nation. JMM leader Hemant Soren to take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand tomorrow. Hectic parley is on for government formation in Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over coastal Tamil Nadu and Puducherry as deep depression over Bay of Bengal progresses to develop into a cyclonic storm by tonight. Indian Grandmaster Gokesh ties up the 14-match final series with his Chinese rival by winning the third game of World Chess Championship in Singapore. And in cricket, pace bowler Jasprit Bumrah reclaims number one spot in ICC rankings. The government today launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner.
ये हम सबका एक लक्ष्य है. आज हमने एक शपथ भी लिया है बाल विवाह मुक्त भारत के लिए. इस लक्ष्य को हासिल करना हम सब की जिम्मेवारी जवाबदेही है. तो इसके लिए ये महज एक कार्यक्रम बन के ना रह जाए बल्कि इस कार्यक्रम को जन जन तक पहुंचाने का जिम्मा भी हम सब पर है, बीड़ा भी हम सब पर है.
During the event, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand tomorrow. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morhabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with leaders of the India bloc for the ceremony.
झारखंड में चुनाव के बाद नए सरकार का गठन होना है जो उसकी प्रक्रिया 28 तारीख को प्रारंभ होगी. इसी कार्यक्रम को लेकर के इंडिया गठबंधन के साथियों को हम लोगों ने आमंत्रण दिया है और साथ में अपने देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी, गृह मंत्री जी को भी हमने इस कार्यक्रम में शरीक होने का आग्रह किया है.
इन द 81 मेंबर असेंबली द इंडिया ब्लॉक सिक्योर्ड 56 सीट्स. In Maharashtra, hectic parleys are on for government formation. Caretaker Chief Minister of Maharashtra and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde today said his party will support the BJP central leadership's decision on the next Chief Minister of the state. Speaking to media persons in Thane, Eknath Shinde said the decision on the Chief Minister's face will be made after meeting with Union Minister Amit Shah.
सरकार बनाने में हमारी तरफ से कोई अड़चन नहीं है. आप निर्णय ले लो, उस निर्णय की तामील हो जाएगी. भारतीय जनता पार्टी के वरिष्ठ नेता जो निर्णय लेंगे मुख्यमंत्री पद के बारे में, जो उनका कैंडिडेट होगा उसको शिवसेना का पूरी तरह समर्थन है.
Nationalist Congress Party Chief Ajit Pawar said that he, along with Eknath Shinde and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis, will be in Delhi tomorrow where the final discussions regarding government formation will take place. The BJP today criticised Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for his remark yesterday on EVMs. Addressing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said the Congress raises questions on EVMs only when it loses the election. Mr. Patra said the Congress has been sidelined almost in every state. In reply to a question on the Sambhal incident in Uttar Pradesh, Sambit Patra said it is a sensitive issue and it should not be politicized. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged youngsters to take part in the quiz which can ensure them to be a part of the historic Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Vikasit Bharat Challenge is a four-stage competition which invites young people to participate and contribute ideas. The challenge kicked off with an all-India digital quiz competition from the 25th of November to the 5th of next month. This competition is open to all individuals aged between 15 to 29. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day. following a ruckus by the opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur violence and violence in UP Sambhal. Opposition members continue to raise the issues, forcing adjournment of the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the lower house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well, raising slogans over the same issues. This forced the adjournment of the House for the day. Gujarat has unveiled a new cottage and rural industries policy aiming to create 12 lakh more direct and indirect employment opportunities in the sector in the coming 5 years. Launching the policy in Gandhinagar, the State Minister of Cottage Industries, Balwant Singh Rajput, said the new policy focuses on developing self-sustaining cottage industries in the state by increasing credit facility, market access and preserving traditional handicrafts of the state. In Uttar Pradesh, 5 doctors from Saifai Medical College, Itawa, were killed in a road accident on the Agra-Lucknow expressway in Kannauj during the early hours today. The incident occurred when their vehicle collided with a truck on the expressway. The doctors were returning after attending a colleague's wedding celebration in Lucknow. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed his condolences and directed officials to assess the situation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department today said a deep depression is centered over the southwest Bay of Bengal near the North Sri Lanka coast. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over coastal areas of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Andhra Pradesh till Saturday. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Director General of IMD Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the depression is moving towards the north, northwest and is expected to intensify into a cyclonic storm by tonight. The cyclonic storm is anticipated to reach near the North Tamil Nadu coast around Saturday morning. A report.
With the deep depression yet to turn into a cyclone, the Met Department has predicted more than 20 centimeters rainfall in Kadalur, Nagapattinam, Tiruvarur, Mayiladuthurai districts. Heavy rain with strong winds are to prevail in some coastal areas. A maximum of 19 centimeters rainfall has been recorded in Nagapattinam till afternoon today. Other areas have received more than 10 centimeters of rainfall. The sea is turbulent as high waves are hitting the shores. People have been cordoned off near the beaches, even as port signal number 3 has been hoisted at 9 ports including Chennai, Kadalur, Nagapattinam, Ennur and Kattupalli ports. Joy, Akashvani, Chennai.
Meanwhile, rainfall continues in Puducherry and Karaikal. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy chaired a review meeting today to assess and discuss measures taken to mitigate its impact. The Chief Minister said emergency measures have been swiftly implemented to address potential flooding and other challenges. The adverse weather has thrown life out of gear in Sri Lanka as the deep depression in the southwestern Bay of Bengal intensifies further. A report.
The Disaster Management Centre has said that over 2,30,000 people across 18 districts in the island are reeling under the impact of the storm, while the death toll has risen to 4, with 6 people still missing. President Anuragha has instructed all concerned departments to provide immediate relief to the disaster-affected areas. Relief efforts are underway as authorities brace for further challenges as the deep depression intensifies into a cyclone tonight. Ahmed Muin Faruqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
The central government has completed the fourth tranche of the e-auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks. In a statement, the Ministry of Mines said the 10 mineral blocks, which have been e-auctioned, are located in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Arunachal Pradesh. The 43rd Inter-International Trade Fair concluded today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that this year the fair witnessed huge response from the visitors and exhibitors displaying various products of different regions.
Over 3,000 exhibitors from India and foreign countries, including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand and the United Arab Emirates, participated in the 14-day fair. This year, partner states were Uttar Pradesh and Bihar, while Jharkhand was the focus state. On the last day of the fair, many stalls offered huge discounts on their products. Despite being a working day, a large number of visitors today enjoyed cultural programs along with products and cuisines from India and abroad with their friends and family. With Adarsh, Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News.
At the 55th International Film Festival of India, it was a packed house at the Kala Academy in Goa's Panjim as legendary composer A.R. Rahman attended the Lata Mangeshkar Memorial Talk Musical Theatre in India. Today marked the final day of the masterclass sessions. With only a handful of films left to be screened, the film screenings are also coming to a close at the festival. A report.
Today, tremendous excitement was seen among cinema enthusiasts from India and abroad for the film screening, showcasing nearly 75 films. Tomorrow marks the final day of the 9-day-long festival, with Germany's Dry Season set to be screened as the closing film. The vibrant closing ceremony will begin at 5 in the evening, during which the winners of the prestigious awards like the Golden Peacock will also be announced. With Omvesh Upadhyay, this is Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashwani News, Goa.
India has welcomed the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said India has always called for de-escalation, restraint and return to the path of dialogue and diplomacy. It hoped that these developments will lead to peace and stability in the wider region. In Pakistan, at least 10 people have been killed and 21 others injured as sporadic clashes continued between Sunni and Shia tribes, despite a ceasefire brokered between the two communities in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. As per media reports, the latest violence took place yesterday in Khurram district, bordering Afghanistan in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. In Bangladesh, the High Court today asked the government to inform the court about its stance regarding Hindu religious organization ISKCON, its activities and what steps it has taken about it. The High Court passed the order after hearing a writ petition seeking a ban on ISKCON and issuance of Section 144 in Chattogram and Rangpur to ward off any unwanted incident. The court ordered Attorney General Asaduzzaman to apprise of the government's stance over the issue by Thursday. Indian Grandmaster Gukesh Dhammaraju posted a win over Ding Li Ren of China in the third game of the World Chess Championship in Singapore today to tie up the 14-match final series at 1.5 points each. After tasting defeat in the first game of the event, Gukesh managed a draw in the second before registering his first win of the series in the third game as Li Ren ran out of time on the clock in the third iteration of the rivalry in the final series. India's pace bowler Jasprit Bumrah reclaimed the number one spot in the International Cricket Council ICC rankings for men's test bowlers. Bumrah dethroned South Africa's Kagiso Rabada. His match-winning performance in the first test against Australia in Perth helped him get the top rank. He picked up 8 wickets in this match. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen today advanced to the singles second round of the Syed Modi International 2024 BWF Super 300 tournament in Lucknow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre launches national campaign to make country a child marriage free nation. JMM leader Hemant Soren to take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand tomorrow. Hectic parley is on for government formation in Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over coastal Tamil Nadu and Puducherry as deep depression of a Bay of Bengal progresses to develop into a cyclonic storm by tonight. Indian Grandmaster Gukesh ties up the 14-match final series with his Chinese rival by winning the third game of World Chess Championship in Singapore. And in cricket, pace bowler Jasprit Bumrah reclaims number one spot in ICC rankings. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.